Hi, Linda.
Good morning. A cherry blossom of a morning to you all.
So the blossoms are out. What made you want to start the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival?
You know, I'm from Alberta, and when I moved here in the spring, oh, wow, they're just overwhelming. So it's one of my favorite things about Vancouver. And then my husband and I were in the Canadian Foreign Service, and away for like 13 years, we never came back at springtime because we were always posted to hot countries, and we'd come here in the summer and miss it all. So after all that, I met a Japanese diplomat who told me about Sakura celebrations in Japan, and that was enough for me because I thought, wow, Vancouver's the only city in Canada that could do this. So when I came home in 2005, I set out to envision, you know, what a West Coast Cherry Blossom Festival might entail.
What do cherry blossoms represent?
Well, you know, it all started in Japan. And for them, it is their national flower. But for them, what they believe and what we believe now is they are so delicate and fragile and fleeting. So it's to remind us of our own fleeting lives. And the idea is you've got to grasp the moment and just celebrate your own life. And what the festival has done is we've opened everyone's eyes to the beauty around them. Because in Vancouver, it's easy to take it all for granted.
So, Linda, today is a national holiday, Easter Sunday, across the country. What's happening today?
Well, cherry blossom viewing. If you go on our website at VCBF, Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival.ca, under community maps, you can search by your neighborhood or by the cultivar, and that's the variety called Kanzan that will be coming out for Easter. It's like a riot of pink on all of our streets, because Park Board planted them in every neighborhood. They're hot pink, and they're going to be in full bloom for Easter.
Oh, wow.
And you can see there's 1,300 addresses on our website, and I bet half of them are Kanzans. So, you know, just drive around or bike or walk, and you'll see them. They're everywhere. And one special little thing is an Easter parade with cherry scouts, 1:30 in the afternoon until 3. Imagine they're walking under cherry blossoms throughout the city and just donning on their Easter bonnet and just having fun, taking lots of photos, because we have the BC Blossom Watch photo contest for photographers here, non-professional. So they'll be taking lots of pictures of these blossoms, and they're just full out.
Wow. And you're also going to have your ukulele, right?
Oh, yeah. Now, mine's two shades of pink.
Okay.
It's really cute.
Naturally.
I haven't mastered it yet because I'm pretty busy, but I'd love to play it. We play Sakura, Sakura, and that will be played. Thanks for reminding me. Wendy Cutler, who's the chief cherry scout on that Easter parade, she's a musician, and she plays it very well. So Sakura, Sakura, it's a very beautiful old Japanese folk song.
All right, Linda, that sounds like so much fun.
Thank you. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Linda Poole is the founder and director of the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival. The 9th edition continues until April 28th this year.